Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I am Isabel, your one and only host. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to everyone listening. This podcast is about the life of a little brown lady, a Filipina, who loves to take people on her expedition that is life. From her high school experience, to sports, to culture, to family, and to many more. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go! Welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I have here Janae. She's the host of My Naked Mindset Podcast, and she's all the way the other side of the world. Please give her a round of applause. Welcome!
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
And for today's episode, it will be different one compared to the others. But before we start, you can introduce yourself furthermore. Talk me through your podcast. Go ahead.
Sure. So my name is Janae, and I created my podcast about 1 or 2 months ago, so it's still really new. I'm really enjoying it. I talk mostly about relationships, lifestyle, some mental health. And I'm really enjoying it. I live in the United States. I live in Massachusetts, so I'm very, very far away from you. But it's super cool to get to experience this podcast with you. So I'm really looking forward to talking.
Yes, that's great. And you mentioned that you talk about dating, talk about sex, talk about relationships. And I listened to some of your episodes. It was very interesting. And I asked myself, what questions should I ask her? It's like, I don't know which one. There's a lot of questions. That's why for today's episode, we'll be doing a game show. So I'll be sharing. Can you see my screen?
I can, yes.
Yes, and we have here a bunch of relationship questions. And we'll take turns. I'll start with you first, and you just have to answer the question. If you want, you can explain. You can explain furthermore. Is that great?
Okay. Nice. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So wait. Let's spin.
This is cool.
Okay. This question is for you. So imagine your best friend told you that he or she had fallen in love with someone and wanted to break up with their partner. Would you advise your friend to go for it in this case?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I would say I've actually been in like a kind of similar situation. So one of my friends was in a relationship. She wasn't really happy with the person, and you know, she was kind of seeing, like, talking to one of her friends, and you know, she kind of felt, hey, I kind of have feelings for this other person. So she asked for my advice, and I said, you know what, if you are feeling like you're not, you know, this person that you're with is not your person that you want to be with for the rest of your life, I gave her some advice, and I said, you know what, if you're not feeling it, I say go for it. Like, the worst case scenario is it doesn't work out. But the best case scenario is, you know, it's going to work out. And believe it or not, this person actually got married to this guy that she, you know, had a feeling that, you know, I think he's the one. So yeah, that's a really cool story.
Wow, that's great. Your advice worked. Okay, that's a nice one. So let's eliminate that. Then.
Oh, I love this. This is so fun.
Okay, so I'll answer this. But then, if you want to add anything, you can. You're free to. But what can make me mad as hell? For a relationship, I think what makes me mad is if that person is not understanding. Like, mm-hmm. It's so hard to be friends with someone or to meet someone who only gets his or her side. You know, those people who cannot understand the side of others, who can't see the perspective of others. Like, it just makes me so mad. Like, these people exist, like, what? But yeah, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I would say what makes me mad, I would say understanding, that's a big one. I would say just putting, you know, so my boyfriend, I always try to put myself in his shoes if we're having, you know, a fight or something, and vice versa, just putting yourself in the other person's shoes, like if there's a conflict. And then I would also say, just being aware of, you know, the five love languages. Do you know about those?
Yeah.
So I think that's when you're starting a relationship, I think it's super important to talk about those and just really, you know, be cognizant of them. And I think that understanding what someone's needs are is like a huge factor in a relationship. So if you're not, you know, if you don't understand those person's needs, then it's probably not going to work out. And I would say that that's something that makes me mad.
Yeah, totally. And I totally agree with getting to know the love languages of each other. Like, I think that's a big factor in relationships, knowing if he or she loves physical touch more or right. anything, right? So yeah, that's a great advice as well. So let's eliminate that. Okay. Okay, this is for you. Have you ever told anyone to back off? What was that situation?
Ooh, this is a good one. I would say I definitely have. I've definitely been on some first dates where the person maybe was like trying to touch my leg or just like too much too fast. And I've definitely been like whoa, like let's slow it down a little here. I've definitely been in those types of situations. Or if someone, I think a big red flag is if someone tries to call you like the pet names, like babe or baby, yeah. or you know, like the pet names really quick. I think that's a big red flag. So in that situation, I would definitely be like, hey, let's slow it down here. I don't even know you yet, so I don't think it's appropriate to call me baby. So I would say I've definitely done that before. What about you?
For me, I have never in my case, because I'm still young and I'm still exploring, yeah. but in my situation, I have never did that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Do you get on well with your folks? With my friends, like if I'm really close to them or they became my acquaintances first, then yeah, I do get well with them. But then, if their personality or if their attitude is not really my type or my type, then I don't think I'll try to even be friends with them more. But then it really depends. Of course, I have to see if that person will change or if that person has two sides or if that person is fake. So, but then I do get well along with my friends, with my folks, easily, because it's easier to socialize, especially now because everything is just on the internet. And yeah, how about you?
Yeah, I would say I usually get along with most people. I have my really great friend group that I hang out with a lot, and I am very close with my family as well. But I'm very straightforward, so if something's bothering me, I'm not afraid to express that, whether it being with my boyfriend or with my friend or with a family member. I definitely am. I'm not afraid to share how I feel about things. And same with me, like if something, you know, if a situation happens and I don't like it or I feel uncomfortable, like I definitely share my feelings. And if the vibe is off, you know, I kind of can feel that.
Definitely. I actually like people who are very straightforward. Like, if you have to say something, just say it. I don't care if it will hurt me or not, as long as you say it. I mean, it will help me as well, you know. But yeah, I definitely agree with that. Okay. Okay, this is for you again. Do you always try to get to the bottom of the situation when someone tells you they are okay, but you see that they are not?
Ooh, this is a good one too. So I would say I am really good at noticing when someone's pattern is changed. Oh. So for example, say one of my girlfriends is, you know, I'm texting her and she's kind of being very short with me and, you know, we hang out and she's very quiet and she's not normally quiet. I pick up on those patterns and I would be able to say, you know, hey, is everything okay with you? Or is something wrong? Like I feel like I'm really good at like understanding when patterns change and when someone's upset. I'm really intuitive in that sort of sense of, I really notice that. So I would say definitely.
Yeah. Oh, I actually relate to you as well. I'm the type of person who, if they say they're okay, but then you see on their faces that deep inside they're like not telling the truth, I really want to get to know more and see, maybe I can help them even. But yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, you can definitely see it on their face and like their body language.
Right. Okay. Oh. Okay, do I often hang out with my buddies or my friends? Well, of course, right now, no, because of the pandemic. But before the pandemic, yes, I actually do. I have a strong relationship with my friends, even with my family. But then with my friends, I even go to church with them on Sundays and I serve with them, I eat with them, they even eat with my parents, I eat with their parents. But yeah, I think it's really important to have a strong relationship with your friends. And I'm lucky that I have that right now. How about you?
Yeah, so I love hanging out with my friends. So this past weekend, actually, I introduced my boyfriend to two of my friends I haven't seen in a really, really long time. And we went out to lunch and we were there for like 5 hours, just sitting there talking. It was like a beautiful day. We got to sit outside. And I love being around my friends. It's like my happy place. It's just, my friends are like my support system. They're like my family. So I definitely love hanging out with my friends. It obviously has been a little different with the pandemic, like you were saying, but I definitely try to, you know, see my friends if possible whenever I can.
Right, definitely. And even now that there's a pandemic, you can still connect with them, socialize with them through Zoom, through meetings and all that.
Yeah.
It's really healthy also for you to actually have the support system around you.
Definitely. It's so important to have that, those people that you can go to for anything.
Right. Definitely. Okay. So this one's for you. What do you think is a major red flag that shows that there's something wrong in a relationship?
Ooh, I actually just did a podcast about this, red flags and deal breakers, with another girl, the Beloved Blonde podcast. So I'm going to launch that next week. So this is on top of my mind, actually.
Yeah.
So I would say one thing I notice on a date is, I'm, you know, just giving that as an example. When someone is really, like, say you're going out to eat. When someone is rude to the waiter or waitress, I think that's a huge red flag. If they're, you know, they're not nice, they don't say thank you. Having manners is a huge one. I also think just being respectful and just, you know, giving me respect, and obviously I would give that respect back. I would say moving too fast, too quickly would be a red flag as well. And that's just something that I'm very aware of when I enter a relationship. So yeah, I would say that those are a few of my red flags.
Yeah, I agree to all of those. And I just like the first one you mentioned, manners, because, like, yes, they're being nice to you, they're doing all these things for you, but then to a different person, to a random stranger, they're not nice, then that's such a red flag.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be respectful,
right.
You know.
What do I think of people who are too timing? Are they jerks? Oh my gosh. I'm just young, so I'm not quite, I don't know a lot yet since, yeah, I'm just young. But then, through observation, I think they are jerks if they're too timing. Like, if they love a person, then they should stick with that. But I know people who are open to many relationships, and I respect them a lot. So I think it depends on the person. If you're open to having like many relationships, I think it's important that their partners are aware of it. But yeah, that's for my own opinion. How about yours? I want to hear your perspective.
Yeah, so this means like when you date multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say being transparent with the person that you're dating. So do you guys have dating apps and all that stuff in the Philippines?
Yeah, we do.
So I was on the dating apps for a couple years trying to find, you know, the man that I wanted to be with. So on the dating apps, it can be really hard because, you know, you don't know what the other person is doing. Are they dating, you know, five other women, or are they just seeing me? There's so many options that I think it makes it really hard to know what the other person's really doing until you're in a committed relationship, like boyfriend and girlfriend. So I would say they can be jerks if they don't initially tell you, oh yeah, I'm dating someone else, or, you know, I'm seeing someone else, I'm talking to someone else. I think that being transparent is so important when you're dating, and just being completely honest with the other person and really show and tell them your intentions, because a lot of men won't do that. They'll just date a bunch of women, and then you kind of are like, okay, well, am I just one of five women that you're talking to? So it can be tricky for sure, but I would just say being honest and open with that person and just ask them questions like, hey, am I the only person you're seeing, or are you seeing other people?
Right, definitely. Totally agree with that. So we have here the last question for you.
Okay.
What can ruffle your feathers in relationships? Like, what annoys you in the relationship?
The Filipina Janie is partnering up with Pedaliver. Pedaliver is a delivery app, but the unique thing about this and what I love about this is that this is eco-friendly since the riders will only be using bikes. So that's no carbon emission, unlike motors. And they also have the lowest rates. So what are you waiting for? Download the Pedaliver app. It's available on the App Store and Google Play. But, eto na. This is the exciting part. Eto na to, guys. You can get a discount. You can get a discount by entering the code Filipina, that's all caps, to get 15 pesos off. Grabe. Again, that's Filipina, all caps. So you can only use that when you download it on the App Store or the Google Play. So download it and like them on Facebook, follow them on Instagram to get updated whenever they post something. Diba? You're helping the bikers and at the same time, you're saving the environment. So download the Pedaliver app available on the App Store and Google Play.
Ooh. I would say something that's huge, I feel like, in every relationship, whether it being a friendship or a relationship, is being honest and just telling exactly how you feel and being a good communicator. If you don't communicate with the other person, then it's really hard to know, you know, how they're feeling, or if something upset them, like just being very, very honest. And I would say if someone lies, that's a huge indicator that they don't respect you. I think that that's so, so important when you're in a relationship to just be transparent, be honest. You know, if they say or do something that bothers you, just tell them. And I would say, so honest or lying. And then I would say cheating is definitely a deal breaker. So that's just something that would not be, that would just end a relationship if I was in a relationship and someone cheated. And then I would just say communicating, like, you know, during the day and just really, I feel like me and my boyfriend are really good at communicating for the most part. He texts me, you know, if he's, you know, going out to lunch with one of his friends, and he might not text me for a couple hours. Just really keeping in the communication and just letting each other know, like, oh, how's your day? And stuff like that. I feel like that's super important. I'm trying to think what else ruffles my feathers. I feel like a lot of things. Just like little things, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so
I would say dishonesty.
Yeah, dishonesty. And I just totally agree with communication. Communication is truly the key to like relationships, not only to your boyfriend or girlfriend, but to your family, to your friends. If you have good communication, then that's amazing. Yes, we finished our game, but I have here a few questions. So a few weeks ago, I asked my listeners some questions, one of which is, what is the dumbest thing they did for their partner? And I'll just read like a few of them, and then can you give me your opinion and if you have any advice? Okay.
Sure, I would love to.
So I have here, I didn't spend anything during my Japan trip just to buy him something he wanted, and he was so picky, he didn't want candies or anything. What is your opinion and say to that?
That's a tough one, because I feel like that person's being a little selfish. I would say the best advice would be to have their significant other tell them exactly what they want and give suggestions, because if they're giving suggestions and they're saying no, then that person doesn't really know what to do. So I would say giving suggestions of what to do, or if they're really upset, maybe they won't buy them anything at all.
Right, definitely. And I have here, it's somewhat deep. It's very short. She said the dumbest thing she did was stayed, because this relationship, the context is the ex was very abusive. So what's your opinion on abusive ex, abusive girlfriends, or abusive boyfriends?
That is definitely a tough one. I would say the first step I would say would be to tell someone, whether that be your best friend, a family member, someone that you trust with like everything you have. I would say the first step is to tell someone, because in reality, when you're in an abusive relationship, I personally haven't, but I've known people that have, and the first step would be to tell someone so they're at least aware of what is happening, right? So letting someone know, and then slowly, because the real thing is, in my opinion, is the person is usually scared to exit that relationship because they don't know what's going to happen, right? So I would say slowly start distancing yourself from this person, and I think therapy would be extremely, extremely beneficial in this situation. Definitely like having that person to express how you're feeling and what you're going through and the trauma. I would say that. And then when you do break up with them, I would say make sure you're in a safe place, like with someone in case anything happens. And if anything did happen, obviously you'd have to call the police. That would be my the next step.
Right.
And then, obviously, if it continues, then maybe a restraining order against that person if they keep, you know, keep doing that. But I really, whoever that is, I really hope that they get the help that they need. And definitely talk to someone about it, because that's a lot of weight on someone to go through.
Definitely. And I like what you said, therapy. Therapy is a great way. I think everyone, if you're going through this, you should really seek help. Even your family. You start with your family, and then if you're really going through something, then yeah, look for a therapy that can actually help you professionally. And definitely. Yeah, we also have here, the dumbest thing they did was suffer in silence. Did you have any encounter with, you were in a relationship and you just stayed quiet because, you know, you're afraid?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say I wasn't in this situation myself, but I have had friends where, say they are very, very unhappy and their significant other is always doing something that they can't stand. And some people really are not good at expressing their feelings. Some people just have trouble, you know, maybe saying it out loud. Some people are better at like writing things down. So I would suggest, you know, writing a note to this person, or, you know, maybe texting it or emailing it. Like, some people are really nervous to say it out loud because they don't want conflict. So an ideal. But also, I think when someone and they don't, it build. What happens is it builds up, right? And it builds up to the point where one day they're just going to kind of explode and they're going to just freak out because it's been built up for so long. I feel like that's a tough thing to go through. But again, I think just trying to find your way of communicating with the other person, whether that, you know, whatever the case may be, like I said, a letter or some way of communicating, just so you can try to tell that person what's bothering you, because nothing good comes out of silence and not expressing how you feel. And I understand that it is tough for some people to share how they're feeling because they don't know or they're unsure of how they feel. So that's what I would say.
Definitely. Thank you for that. And last one here, they said easy forgiveness for repetitive mistakes.
Ooh. Okay, so that's also a tough one, because when someone apologizes for something that they keep doing, in my opinion, I think that person doesn't respect you. Because if you're sharing, you know, hey, this is really bothering me, I really don't like when you do this or say this or whatever the case may be, I feel like if it keeps happening and they keep apologizing, they're really not sorry. Because if they were sorry, they wouldn't keep doing it.
Right.
So I would say, yeah, I would say like do something about it. Be like, hey, this has happened 5 times now and nothing is changing. So how are we going to move forward if, you know, my feelings about this, it hasn't changed and you keep doing it. So how can we move forward and fix this?
Definitely. Yeah. And how about you? What is the dumbest thing you did for a relationship in your own experience? And how were you able to deal with that?
Let me think. That's a tough one. Well, I'll give an example of something that I would, maybe not the dumbest, but not very intelligent. So I was in a relationship for about a year and a half, a couple years back, and I started to fall out of love with this person. I was living with them, actually, and I really wanted to give it a try. I was like, okay, maybe my feelings will come back. Maybe it will change. Maybe it will get better. And I actually waited 6 months of seeing if it would get better. And unfortunately, it didn't get better. And my feelings just, I really did fall out of love with this person. And it was very, very hard to break up with someone that you were living with. Yeah. It was one of the hardest things I probably ever did, but I look back at it now and I'm so glad that I made the choice to end that relationship, because in the end, that person wasn't right for me, but it took a lot of thought and processing to make sure that this was the right decision. So I wouldn't say it was necessarily dumb, but it was very, very hard to like go through and break up with someone when you loved them, but you just fell out of love.
Yeah, definitely. And may I ask, how was the transition from you? You lived with this person and then you suddenly broke up. How did the transition go for you?
Yeah, so our lease ended 4 months. So we lived together 4 months after I broke up with him. So it was very hard. Thankfully, we had 2 bedrooms, so we could sleep separately. But it was very, very hard. We both agreed on, you know, certain things of the household, like he can't bring a girl over and I couldn't bring a guy over because that would just be very, very disrespectful. So there was a lot of trust in that part of things. But it was very hard to live with someone that you were going through a breakup with at the same time.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, please rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. Follow this podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to get updated whenever I post an episode. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help me sustain my future episodes. The link to support is on the podcast and episode description. If you have any questions or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through Instagram @thefilipinajourney. You can also send a voice message through anchor.fm/isabelvc/message. You can also now like the Filipina Journey page on Facebook, and you can join the small group, the Filipina Journey. The link is also on the episode description, and that will be it for today. Let's talk soon. Bye-bye!